People in many workplaces, including this one, are deciding what normal looks like as the pandemic eases. What did people really lose by working from home? Did some people gain? Should we all come back? These are especially pressing questions at one workplace where face-to-face interactions are considered essential to people's best work. NPR's Andrea Hsu takes us there.
Vivek Jayaraman remembers the day he came back to his office in Ashburn, Virginia.
I got a rush from just walking around the building. There weren't even many people in the building at that point.
Jayaraman is a neuroscientist at the Janelia Research Campus. It's part of the Howard Hughes Medical Institute. He studies the brains of fruit flies, how those brains help flies navigate their world.
I mean, there's a lot going on there. It's just very compressed. It's a miniaturized marvel is what it is.
He's worked here for 15 years, and he's steeped in the ethos of this place, believing that it's not just collaboration, but spontaneous creative collisions that lead to great discoveries.
This building, it's been socially engineered so that you do have those kinds of collisions. There's like one space where there's tea and coffee. It's deliberate.
That's right. You're not supposed to have a coffee maker in your lab. The idea is you walk the halls. You run into someone you didn't plan to see. You start chatting. An idea gets sparked. You follow up. Maybe at night when the coffee station turns into a pub. The pandemic shut all of that down.
The spontaneity is just gone. All you have now are these Zoom meetings.
Where there's a set agenda and everyone has to take turns. Jayaraman says some work did go on, but there were lab experiments that didn't happen. And who knows what ideas didn't get sparked when conversations moved online.
There's absolutely something lost in that process. And so I'd say that it's definitely held us back in terms of moving the science forward.
Now, before the pandemic, there'd be maybe 750 people here on any given day. Now, it's fewer than half that, and most seem to be tucked away in their offices. You don't see a lot of people wandering the halls. COVID safety protocols are still very much in force. Everyone's wearing masks and keeping their distance, especially in the cafeteria.
You know, maybe I'll get that warm eggplant ragu sandwich, please.
That's Ron Vale, the executive director of Janelia, ordering from a safe 8 or 10 feet away. Before the pandemic, he says, lunch was only served from 11:30 to 1.
We wanted people actually to have lunch together.
And by together, he means at big round tables that seat 8, like at a wedding.
So we were encouraging like high-density interactions then, exactly the opposite of what we're doing now.
There's only one chair at each table now. But they have been thinking hard about how to get people face-to-face again. Outside, they put up a tent and created some cozy seating areas.
They're little fire pits with 4 chairs around them.
And they're doing COVID testing twice a week for those who come on site. Vale says the plan is to bring everyone back to campus full-time in late September. By then, they'll also require vaccinations. He does hope to hang on to some of the good things that have come out of the pandemic. For instance, the virtual conferences that were more accessible to scientists from smaller institutions and farther-flung places. They'll keep those going even when in-person conferences resume.
And I think that will be a positive.
Virginia Rutan points out another positive. She's a graduate research fellow studying zebrafish. This past year, she's been able to ask questions of all kinds of folks who are normally kind of hard to reach.
You just feel that everybody's a little bit more relaxed, has that time to explain that extra thing to you. And that's been really valuable and a real treat.
And the kind of thing that's worth preserving. Andrea Hsu, NPR News.